catfish a little while after that.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a kind of a thing that used to fly around candles and around lights. They're attracted to them.
Camouflies?
Yeah. And now the kind that get into your clothes.
That's moths.
Yeah. Now, just one of them would be just one.
Be a moth.
Yeah. And these things that you look out in on a summer night and these things blinking on and off.
Lightning bugs.
All right. Now, this kind of an insect it has two sets of wings, and it's about that long, and they kind of hover around.
Snake feeders?
Right. Now, that's a good example of the kind of word I was telling you about. It's just south of down near Georgia, and they call them snake doctors. Snake doctors.
Yeah, we all call them snake feeders.
Yeah. Now, what different kinds of stinging insects are?
Oh, good gracious, they love them. There's a wasp, and a hornet, and a bumblebee, and a yellow jacket.
Now, what about the, you talked about the wasp. Are there different kinds of...
Oh, yeah, there's a red wasp, and a black wasp, and a striped wasp.
If you saw five of the striped ones out there, you might say, I went out there and I saw five...
Just a whole nest of striped wasps.
Okay. Did you ever hear him call? What I was getting at there is I heard something down in the next county last time I was over there that I'd never. They call them waspers.
You see more than one. You see,
uh-huh.
I seen four or five waspers.
Uh huh. And now they have you seen the nests that and? What's a hornet's nest like?
Well, if it's a great big thing, it would be something similar to this old ash bucket here, you see. More in the shape of a pear, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have one hole in them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right in the bottom here, and that's where they have mm-hmm. the hole, right in the bottom of their nest.
I see. Now, the...
And what they're made out of, I don't know what it's made out of, lint they get off a bowl or... Old weatherboard houses or where they get that lint.
Uh-huh.
That's almost tough as leather.
Is that right? Now, how about the wasp's nest?
Well, the wasp nest, they're usually just flat, you know, cells in them.
Now, there's a kind of a wasp that, I think it's a kind of a wasp that doesn't sting. And they make their nests out of mud, dirt.
Dirt daubers?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, dirt daubers. I don't know. They tell me if one stings, you kill you, but I guess that's
where
they don't sting.
Well, some people say, I've heard some that, some of these things bite you and some of them sting you. And I'm not sure, but I thought somebody told me that the dirt daubers bit instead of stung.
I don't know nothing about them. I've killed a blue million of them here, though, because I have one plank. I never did finish boxing my fort. I bet they'd a wheelbar full of mud up in that log they'd carry
uh-huh.
in there and make nests, you know, dauber nests.
Uh-huh. Now, these things that, they're much smaller and they're they're not as small as sweat bees. They're bigger than sweat bees, but they sting you and they draw the blood out of you. And they carry malaria, too.
Mosquito?
Yeah. And now, if you didn't have boots on like that, if you just had on low-cut shoes and you were out walking in the field, these things out in the woods, these things might get in and burrow into your skin.
Cuttle burrs?
Yeah, these are things that are alive.
Oh, wow.
It's a kind of, not a leech, but it's kind of like a leech. It's kind of related to a leech, I guess. And they just bore into your skin. They go after kids a lot.
Ticks.
Yeah. All right, now ticks, are ticks the same things as chiggers?
No, they're different than a chigger and
Right. Now, would you call, the thing you call a chigger, did you ever hear those called red bugs?
Yeah.